The spring quarter ended in late May of 1985. I aced all of my general education classes, which was a minor miracle given how I'd sit in lectures and think of the soft hook of Soraya's nose. Then, one sweltering Sunday that summer, Baba and I were at the flea market, sitting at our booth, fanning ourselves with newspapers. Despite the sun bearing down like a branding iron, the market was crowded that day and sales had been strong. It was only 12:30, but we'd already made $160. I got up, stretched, and asked Baba if he wanted a Coke. He said he'd love one. "Be careful, Amir," he said as I began to walk. "Of what, Baba?" "I'm not an ahmak, so don't play stupid with me." "I don't know what you're talking about," I said. "Remember this," Baba said, pointing at me. "The man is a Pashtun to the root. He has nang and namus." Nang, namus, honor and pride, the tenets of Pashtun men, especially when it came to the chastity of a wife or a daughter. "I'm only going to get us drinks. Just don't embarrass me, that's all I ask," he said. "I won't. God, Baba." Baba lit a cigarette and started fanning himself again. I walked toward the concession booth initially, then turned left at the t-shirt stand, where for $5 you could have the face of Jesus, Elvis, Jim Morrison, or all three pressed on a white nylon t-shirt. Mariachi music played overhead, and I smelled pickles and grilled meat. I spotted the Tahiri's gray van, two rows from ours, next to a kiosk selling mango on a stick. She was alone, reading. White ankle-length summer dress today, open-toed sandals, hair pulled back and crowned with a tulip-shaped bun. I meant to simply walk by again, and I thought I had, except suddenly I was standing at the edge of the Tahiri's white tablecloth, staring at Soraya across curling irons and old neckties. She looked up. "Salam," I said. "I'm sorry to be mozahem. I didn't mean to disturb you." "Salam," she said. "Is General Sahib here today?" My ears were burning. I couldn't bring myself to look her in the eye. "He went that way," she said, pointed to her right. The bracelet slipped down to her elbow, silver against olive. "Will you tell him I stopped by to pay my respects?" I said. "I will." "Thank you," I said. "Oh, and my name is Amir, in case you need to know, so you can tell him that I stopped by to pay my respects." "Yes." I shifted on my feet and cleared my throat. "I'll go now. Sorry to have disturbed you."
"Nay, you didn't," she said.
"Oh, good." I tipped my head and gave her a half smile. "I'll go now." Hadn't I already said that? "Khuda hafiz." "Khuda hafiz," she replied. I began to walk, stopped and turned. I said it before I had a chance to lose my nerve. "Can I ask you what you're reading?" She blinked. I held my breath. Suddenly, I felt the collective eyes of the flea market Afghans shift to us. I imagined a hush falling, lips stopping in mid-sentence, heads turning, eyes narrowing with keen interest.